Tonight we gonna party till the party don't stop. And the party don't stop because it keeps on going non-stop. Gonna party all night, gonna keep this party going, cause the party won't stop. It's been two straight days and the party's still going. Two, three, four, five, six.
Hello and welcome to the NovaWorks podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Beckner.
Jamie Karam. How are you?
To my right, we have Jamie Karam. Directly across from me, we have Ferris. And to the left, we have
Ferris. Brought to you by NovaWorksPictures.com. Let's talk about... Jamie wants to talk about Skyfall. What do you have to say about Skyfall? Because I haven't seen it yet.
Well, it's just that people say how shitty it is, but it's actually a really great movie. But it doesn't really apply here, because only Jeff's seen it.
No one has said it's gotten great reviews.
Any Bond movie gets great reviews, first of all.
Yeah, but it's getting Oscar buzz.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
I don't think so. No,
it's got Oscar buzz.
Creators have turned Oscar buzz.
Who is your favorite Bond out of all the guys who played Bond?
Well, I grew up with Pierce Brosnan, so
yeah,
that's definitely
Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan.
GoldenEye is played the game.
The video games.
Yeah. But the World is Not Enough. That was my first game I played on a PlayStation.
Really?
My dad got me a PlayStation and he got two Bond games with it, and World's Not Enough was one of them. It was dope. It was one of those old games where, like, instead
of... Did they only sell them in South Africa?
It was one of those old games where, like, the cutscenes weren't animated, they were actually just clips from the movie.
Oh, I played that one.
Yeah. Isn't that good?
That was a good one.
It was a good game.
No, it was alright. It's fun to see the movie, though.
No, okay, the movie's good.
Back to Skyfall, like, you saw it. Did you see it as well, Jamie?
I've seen it twice.
You saw it twice. So it's worth going to see. Would you see it a third time?
No.
No?
Well, what movie is worth seeing three times?
I saw Dark Knight Rises like 5 times in theaters.
I saw it twice. But okay, Skyfall.
I saw it 3 times.
How many times did you see it first?
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen Dark Knight?
Oh, Dark Knight.
Yeah,
Dark
Rises.
Which one? Rises? Twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
We're all losers.
I wasn't that impressed, to be honest.
With what?
Dark Knight Rises.
Wow. You're stupid.
Well, you're wrong.
Yeah. No, you've got a bad guy that was freaking...
The best.
The best beforehand. And, like, I didn't even watch Batman Begins until right before I saw Dark Knight Rises. So, I have to say that the first two were, like, no contest compared to the third one.
No.
Now you have my permission to die.
Stop it.
Yeah, I'll just turn him off.
Yeah. Mute Jeff's mic.
What number are you?
Did you see that picture where it's like, you know how Taken 2 just came out?
Yeah.
With Liam Neeson? They were like, Batman Begins is the sequel to Taken 2, because in Taken 2 his wife gets taken away, and then in Batman Begins there's a scene where he's like, I wasn't always alone. Oh wait, no, we gotta tell a story, like something crazy that's happened to you. What's your story that's like, if people hear it, they're like, what the fuck?
My story that people hear it, what the fuck? Alright, I don't know. Seeing this girl, whatever, month and a half, like, I'm not really looking for anything permanent.
Okay.
And I show up to her place one day, and she's had a Fantasia party with her, like, classmates
the week before.
Yeah. Fantasia is where somebody comes to your house, demonstrates, not like person-to-person demonstrates, but like demonstrates sex toys and sex games. And
oh, yeah, I've heard
it's
of
just
that.
A sex party, and like you first, buy what
mic,
you buy.
Put your mic in front of
you. You buy their product. And so I go to see her the like week after, and she's like, so I got you something. So she pulls out this bottle of lube, and I'm like, okay, cool. Like, this is a bit like creepy, but at the same time, all right. And like, she's like, but that's not all. So she pulls out this case, this rectangular case, and inside, what do I find? This jelly pink thing. And I take it out and I look at it, and it turns out to be basically a portable vagina. So, I don't know. My first reaction was a huge smile on my face, obviously.
There's an app for that.
There's an app for that? I probably don't doubt that. But at the same time, I'm like, do you refuse something like this? I wouldn't buy it for myself. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't buy it for myself. I wouldn't go to the store and be like, I'd like one portable pussy, please. And no, like if somebody gives it to me, I'm not going to say no. Like.
That's how it would sound on Starbucks. Just one venti vagina.
That's my story. What's That's my name? Story.
Huh? Milk and sugar's behind you, sir.
But like, I don't know. That's a weird story that's happened to me. But
have you used it?
Obviously.
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 What's it like?
He wouldn't buy one, but he'd use it if it's given to him.
After so many years of using your hand, you're thankful there's an alternative, basically. That's all I gotta say.
There is an alternative.
An actual vagina, but you don't have that walking around in your hand every day.
Jamie, what's your story?
You have to come back to me.
Okay, Jeff?
I honestly don't have a story either.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I
just revealed that.
I know. And I can't.
I don't have First thing on the show.
None of us have stories except Ferris. He's the only one.
Yeah.
I live a boring life.
It's Skyfall. So who has a portable pussy, basically?
Welcome to the NovaWorks podcast, where we talk about portable sex toys and James Bond movies.
Well, should I do my story in the meantime? You guys can think of yours.
I don't know if I'm going to get a story.
Yeah, I have a pretty crazy story.
Okay, go.
I was in, I'm not going to say the name of the city or the hotel because it might tarnish the name.
So he was at the Brook Street Hotel in Canada.
No, it wasn't in Canada. Okay. But I was visiting my friend at a hotel he was staying at, and me and another guy were walking to the hotel to go see him. So we phoned him and we're like, what room are you in? And he's like, I'm in 1905. Just knock on the door, like when you get here. So we get there and we heard 1905, but he said 1805. So we went to the wrong room and we get there and we knock on the door and this like short white girl answers. She was like early 20s. And before we even said anything to her, she was like, oh, I think you have the wrong room. And it just seemed weird because like we didn't even say anything. And like she was like so prepared to say that we had the wrong room. It just seemed strange. Okay, so we're like, yeah, we have the wrong room. Like, do you know Michael by any chance? We'll call my friend Michael. And she's like, no, sorry. So she closes the door and we're like, that's a little strange. And we walk back to the elevator. But on the way back to the elevator, you have to walk past another room, like another door. Mm-hmm. And the door opens, like as we walk by it. So we were like, we just like leaned back to look at what happened because it just seemed weird. And there was a lady standing behind the door. But she looked like she didn't want anyone else to see her. And she did this. She did like the come here motion. So we were like, okay. Like the whole situation was just so innocent. We were like, maybe she just wants help moving boxes or something. So we walk into this lady's room at this hotel. And we look around. And where the bedroom would usually be is a massage table. And next to it is just this bowl full of condoms. And then like where the living room area is for the hotel, like where the TV and the couches would be, is a desk with a computer. Like she had an office set up. And we slowly looked at each other and realized like this lady's running a brothel from a hotel room that she just transformed into like an Asian massage place. And the worst part is, the weird part is like on the computer on the table, there were these screens up and it looked like security camera footage. So we looked at the last frame and the last frame was an over-the-shoulder shot of the girl next door looking at us. Oh my God. So this woman would screen her clients next door. And then, like, if they were good enough, she'd be... So, like, the last shot on the security camera was...
What?
apparently, it happens all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I can't top that.
I see now why you can't just, like, tell us the actual location and your actual friend's name.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
That made our day, though. We bolted out of there pretty quickly.
You went in the room?
Yeah, we went in the room because she was behind the door and it was like she didn't want anyone to see her and she was like kind of sneakily calling us.
How old is this lady?
She seemed like in her 30s. She was like a short Asian lady. So rubber pussy.
So.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. So.
I'm going to save mine for next week.
No, come on.
Yeah, me too.
Come on.
No, I don't have one, so that's why.
No,
next week I'm gonna come with a doozy.
Yeah, Jeff and I are gonna do something crazy this week.
I'm gonna go to every hotel I see and just knock on doors and
just
say,
yeah,
brothel.
Just say, so yeah, something to talk about.
That's crazy.
I need a story. I'm gonna podcast this weekend.
That would be crazy enough in itself. Yeah. You just going to a hotel room and knocking on doors.
Yeah.
Just see.
You wouldn't need any.
I'm pretty sure security would be after you after the second floor.
Have you seen those ads? Like, I didn't know you could do that. Put ads in the paper for, like, if you're an escort?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's weird. Should we call one?
It's like, yeah, ads for prostitutes. Basically.
Should we call one?
Man, I walked into the hotel room once and...
Let's call one.
I think he wants to call.
The first thing next to the phone was, if you want great escorts, call this number. My friends were like, no, we're 17 years old. Fuck that. We're not going to, you know, call these fucking escorts from some random hotels, like the shittiest hotel too.
Apparently in Vegas. That's it. In Vegas, they'll just come up to you like prostitutes and just hand you their business cards and stuff.
Well, Rallin just bought a business card holder today, so that would be
perfect. That would be why I bought it, yes. Yeah.
No, like my friend came back, we went to a bar, and like he pulled him out of the table. He's got like four different women and like their number and their name and what they're into and stuff.
All right, this one's called Discreet Seductions. And they have a 5-star review.
We're not actually doing this, are we?
Yeah, no, we're going to call and just see, like, what they say.
The number is 613-555.
No, Jeff, don't.
555-8414.
Oh, speaker.
Yeah, good idea.
Hello, we're doing a podcast. What are you going to ask you?
Please have an awesome voicemail.
That sounded like a guy.
Discreet.
What the hell?
It's just a guy holding a portable vagina.
Ottawa female escorts. Okay. I love how categorized everything is. Okay, in the meantime.
When I was in high school, Skype used to be free. It was free for a year to do any calling you want in North America. And it was like... the best time we've ever had, like, just prank calling anyone. We used to call Walmarts and stuff, and, like you can get...
And you put probably, like, the Howard Stern sort of soundboard on, or, like, the Al Pacino soundboard. That's what I used to always do.
I'd always use Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard.
Do you want to fuck me? Wait, we got one.
We got an escort?
Yeah.
Excellent. Just don't give my address.
Yeah.
Press it again.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's Keisha.
Keisha?
How can I help you?
I saw one of your ads online.
Okay, cool. You interested in laying the call?
Yeah, like what do you guys offer exactly?
He's actually doing it.
Back entertainment, like back massage.
Back massages? That's not entertaining.
Back massage, yeah. And we have rooms here, different ones. They're very independent and...
How much for a back massage?
$25 for the door fee. And the rates for that entertainment starts at 60. Plus the door fee would be 105 and up to 245.
Okay, straight up, I want to have sex with a lady. And what's the price for that? I'm just going to come out and say it.
As I said, the highest price is 245, okay?
245?
You can't say that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye, Keisha.
Wow. So 245.
I did not understand a word she said, to be honest. I just understood back massage.
No, don't worry about it. Oh, I got it. I'll also record my webcam.
How?
Okay, I'm recording.
We should do that every week and see if we can drive the price.
Keisha, yes, it's me again.
That should be
how low we can get.
Yeah, that should be like a game we play, is how low can we get these women to go for their escort prices.
That was insane. Like, you asked, like, I just want to have sex with somebody.
And she was like,
$245. I'm looking for straight up sex. That would be the highest. What's the price?
She was like, here's the highest you'll pay, and it was $245.
It's not that bad.
I guess money can buy.
We split it four ways.
Money can buy love. It's four ways.
I got 15 minutes.
I only need one.
Sorry. That's my fault. Let's talk about what Jamie said the other day about hot girls. Say what you said.
What did you say, Jamie, about hot girls the other day?
All I said was that, well, you guys were talking about getting tested, for like STDs and stuff.
Yes.
And it's just, I don't know, I guess I just think, like, as long as you're not, how do I say this? Politically, I want to be politically correct.
I dare you to say this without sounding like an idiot.
Yeah. Deal. Okay, listen.
Just say it. Raul was straight up with the head call.
Yeah.
Just put it all on the line.
Okay, well, I'm just saying that I just think that uglier women are more likely to have STDs. And that hotter women are less likely. Because
what's your theory? What's your theory? Like, what's...
Because how can a hot woman have an STD?
This is the mentality of Hitler.
Because, okay. because...
We've got eugenics. If
you're hot, you have to be hygienic.
Yes. You have to?
Yeah, well, name me one dirty person that's hot.
Well, your logic is flawless.
Yeah. And so that just kind of goes hand in hand with...
I don't think being clean is the only reason.
You make a good point. You make a good point, but I still think you're so wrong.
I'm sure you can get chlamydia if you shower 3 times a day.
No, but that's the thing. Like, if you shower 3 times a day, you're less likely because you're just you're more. I don't know. Aware.
So if you're ugly and you shower 3 times a day, you have a higher risk of getting chlamydia because you're ugly.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify. Yeah, I don't want to.
It makes sense.
I just want to clarify to all the ugly girls out there that Puya Media and NovaWorks don't condone this kind of theory.
But don't contact us.
Don't
hit us up.
Well, I'm not saying every ugly girl. I'm not saying, like, I'm just saying, like, Kate Upton, there's no way.
There's just no way.
I think there's no way because we don't want it in our head to have a way because we fantasize about this girl. Yeah. And we don't want to fantasize about a girl who has STDs.
Right.
So, yeah, we think that all... Yes, I think it comes up to most guys that most hot girls, yes, do not have STDs. But the reasoning that you're using... It's not valid.
They're clean.
They're cleaner people.
Would hot girls not have sex more often than ugly girls?
No, man. I literally was at the bar yesterday. My friend's like... I was literally there. No, but I was watching the UFC fight. And go GSP. Yeah, that's right. Awesome. It was a good fight.
NovaWorks doesn't associate itself with GSP.
Anyways, my buddy's like freaking out. He's like seeing this girl that he's seen before. He knows her through his friend. And he's like, oh, she's the hottest girl ever. So he starts throwing me Facebook pictures. And yeah, she is hot. She turns out to be a model. She's like 6 feet tall.
As you find in a bar.
And he's trying to show me her throughout the whole time. But like, it's a crowded place. And I finally spot her. Yes, she was hot. And guess what? She's a virgin.
Bullshit.
You call bullshit? Yeah.
Wait, people lie.
She's 20 years old. She's obsessed with UFC. She's obsessed with like... Anything.
Yeah, women who like sports can't be trusted.
Why?
They just can't. I'm sorry.
But like, it that is the theory that every hot girl is a slut.
Yes.
Some of them actually turn out to be virgins. Like,
huh?
No, like, no, but like, you'd think in this day and age that a hot girl has definitely been through.
Well, obviously, I mean,
several guys, but a 20-year-old girl who's a model, you wouldn't think that she's still a virgin. The seeing that she's met all these UFC, she's met. Like Rashad Evans, she's met Russell Peters. Like if she's hanging out with those guys, I don't know. She's probably met some UFC person that's out there that she's able Russell to grab Peters. Onto. No, no. She likes the attention. She likes having guys around her, but she's a huge tease. She just wants the attention. She doesn't want to give up her flower. I'll just say it, but anyways. Yeah,
no, maybe she's a nice girl that
So you're saying that she's probably going to end up being a slut later on?
Well, once she gets a taste.
Facebook.
Yeah. Let's call her on the phone.
My name is Jeff. What if she listens to this?
Oh, my name is Jeff. Yeah. You can call me Big Smoke.
We don't have to worry about that.
What versions?
Pop girls don't listen to podcasts.
Right.
I think girls that like
Ultimate...
Too busy showering.
I think that girls that like UFC have a higher chance of getting STDs.
Because of the blood? Or?
I guess. I read these books about, I don't know if you guys have heard of like Freakonomics and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like weird studies between like how one thing can lead to another. So I'm just saying, like, clean people are less likely to have STDs because they're cleaner.
But lots of STDs have nothing to do with hygiene.
Yeah.
But people who are clean, I would think, are smarter.
Or they because
they clean
up.
Themselves more. And smarter hey, people are less likely to have STDs.
A serial killer cleans up the whole mess after he's done with his
yeah,
show.
And they're smart.
Doesn't make him clean. Doesn't make him clean.
You name me one stupid serial killer.
Charles Manson.
No,
that guy's just intelligent. Smart. Have you heard him talk?
Yeah.
I don't want
everything
to
he says
just
kind of makes sense on a really weird level.
I do respect. No, okay, no. I'm not going to say I'm going to. I respect.
I killed all these people.
See, no, I'm just not going to say it.
I respect Charles Manson.
Yeah, if he didn't kill all those people.
I don't. I respect people that can convince people that douche. Like, I don't know.
It was respect people that can convince people.
Well, it's crazy.
I changed my mind. This is the mentality Hitler had.
Exactly. How does he convince. Anyway,
wait, aren't you German?
Wait a minute. What? No, wait.
So
what did he do, Charles Manson? He convinced people to kill him?
Yeah, yeah. No, he convinced people to do killing for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I guess that happens on a daily basis.
He
definitely
like
got people
like
paying other people
following.
On a daily
oh,
basis.
Really?
To kill
yeah.
them.
That's why it was so hard to pin him, because like he didn't do the murders, he just got people to do it for him.
So he didn't murder anybody?
Well, not that we know of.
He's innocent.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that would hold up in a court of law.
Yeah.
Yeah. This podcast is pro Charles Manson podcast.
I'm NovaWorks Production. I support this message.
Stop it. Are you
free Charles Manson?
And vote
hashtag free Manson.
Vote Romney while you're at it.
Okay, you probably did kill
people. All right, so who watched the fight last night other than myself?
I did.
I actually don't watch UFC.
I don't watch it. You watch it?
No.
No. I usually don't watch it, but like, I'm in the Quebec side of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
if I'm gonna go,
Georges.
GSP is a big deal. Like Georges is a big deal on our side, right? So
don't call him that ever again.
GSP.
Georges.
It's much better than my attempt.
Georges.
Okay.
Anyways, what did you think? Like, I thought that was an incredible fight for his big comeback after 19 months.
Yeah. No, it was awesome.
A sick fight.
I wish, like, again, it was like his like seventh fight in a row that's gone all five rounds.
Yeah.
And like a decision, like a knockout or submission is always more exciting. But
that's true.
For a fight that lasted five rounds, it was really exciting.
That was a bloody fight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the blood was ridiculous.
Yeah, I saw his face after the interview. It looked just mangled.
He like elbowed him in the forehead in the second round and he bled so much.
Well, did you see when he fought Jake Shields?
No.
Jake Shields bust him open too.
No, Connor was bleeding. But yeah, in the Jake Shields fight, like,
he
hit St. Pierre in the eye, and, like, he broke some orbital bone, and he, like, couldn't see out of his right eye the whole fight, and he still won, so that's pretty crazy.
He took a pretty nasty hit yesterday.
I like Jake Shields,
the kick, the high kick to the face. That's crazy. You see the replay? He, like, ducked down, and, like, his leg just, like, came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
That's skill, man. That's fighting.
Yeah. I have a theory. You ready? If you go to a bar past 10 p.m. on a Saturday, every guy there watches UFC.
If you go to a bar past 10 p.m.?
Yeah.
Why not before 10
p.m.? Because that's when the white people flock to bars, like at 10 p.m. roughly.
Okay.
And then...
Who else is at the bars before him?
Who is there? The people who don't watch UFC.
The brown people?
The brown people. let's talk about that, about how separated the crowd is. Because when we went to that one place for your birthday...
Studio.
It was full. It was no. Where'd we go?
Skyfall.
Yeah, Skyfall.
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 No, Skybar. It was full of Middle Eastern people.
There was Lebanese night.
It was Lebanese night.
Yeah, it was Lebanese.
That's a thing that exists in Canada.
Actually, in Ottawa, the second spoken language I think they said was it was Arabic after English.
Really?
Yeah.
We gotta do something about that.
We should do something about that.
I don't think that's right.
No, because most there's a lot of the Lebanese population in Ottawa is retardedly huge. They've got their own neighborhoods and shit.
Yeah. It's the same with the Indian population.
Like even in my neighborhood right now, there's about eight houses around me.
I gotta go.
Five, six of them are Arabs. Iraqi there, Lebs there, Lebs there. You got
so all your neighbors Moroccans. Are Arabic people. Yes. What? Too yeah. soon? Too soon to call too Arabic soon. People terrorists?
Do you lock the door? No, I can say it. I'm Lebanese, right. Oh, yeah. So that's fine.
Well, no one knows that.
Well,
you just
Jamie Karam, okay? He's Leb. He's got the right to say it.
Yeah, Jeff. How does
he's
it
got
feel
the right to bash Lebanese
the
people.
Only white
Jeff, how does it feel being the minority for once?
I don't know how to
see that South Park
episode? Actually, he's the minority right now.
Yeah.
How does it feel, German?
It doesn't feel good right now.
Yeah. Let's kill him.
Let's kill Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm being judged right now.
All right. Jamie also has a second theory that since Apple just released the iPad mini.
Which is really good, by the way. I've used one.
It is?
Yeah.
Why
really
is
cool.
it good?
Is it like the iPad but smaller?
Yes, but it's just I would carry it around more. I wouldn't carry around an iPad all the time.
Yeah, but you have the phone is way better than the iPad.
It's a bigger screen.
You know what I thought when they announced the iPad? I'm like, when they announced the iPhone, what he really meant to say was iPad, but it just slipped his tongue. And so somehow he tricked people into thinking that an iPad is better than an iPhone. Like,
I feel like that's not what happened.
Because,
at Apple headquarters.
Like, okay, well, think about it. Like, you got a little phone that can... does everything an iPad can do and phone calls, or you get this huge thing that can't even do phone
calls.
Well,
it's because...
And it doesn't fit in your pocket.
It's because people wanted to carry their computers around, so they made laptops, and then laptops got too big. So tablets became...
They're not too big.
Yeah, but people don't want to carry around their laptop.
But you have an iPhone. It's way better.
No. It's not the same, though. I would carry around an iPad if I had one. I don't have an iPad.
My friend bought an iPad thinking that he was going to do that.
Are you guys still friends?
No.
Is he at your house right now?
Yeah, he is actually. My house is funny. Like, people, you're allowed to walk in my house. Like, my doors are always open. Friends just come in and.
Jamie, did you live in Canada your whole life?
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Ferris?
Yes, I did live in Canada my whole life.
Oh. Okay. Are we allowed to walk away?
Please.
I don't know. We can just leave when we want, yeah.
Yeah.
Am I the only one who's.
Who's what?
Who's not lived in Canada their whole life?
I guess so.
I thought you were...
Well, I live in Quebec, so...
I guess it's not Canada.
Soon.
It's just so different here. Like, when I was in Africa, the general sizes of houses were just so small because we literally had more people that we had to fit into a country. Hmm. And the country's the size of Ontario.
No.
Yeah.
It's bigger. So you had these little,
Yeah, they're just smaller. Like, huts. We don't take up as much... Not
huts. Is it huts? Do you have, palm trees?
No huts. But there are places in South Africa where people still live in...
Yeah.
Like, in tribes and stuff. But you can go visit them as a tourist.
Yeah?
Mm.
Well, that's what I did when I went to Cuba. I went to the freaking favela.
And yeah.
Yeah, got offered coke and weed.
I did, too, in Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
There was a favela stage.
Yeah. It looks exactly like that.
Is it really?
Yeah,
I figured that. But we went to, oh, Jamie, do you want to tell us what you're texting?
Sorry. Networking.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, there's these villages that we used to take people to, like people who'd come visit us. And you could stay the night with an African tribe and do their thing. It was cool.
Like they have an agreement with. Really?
Yeah. You can go there. You have to leave your phone and everything
staged.
Behind.
It can't be authentic.
No. Those people live there. They live there. They go to the city to buy supplies if they need anything.
Yeah,
but
whatever.
They still live in that
sort of tribal.
Yeah. They're mud huts and everything. Straw.
Yeah, you've got that. Like if you go to Lebanon, you'll see a bunch of people living in tents. Those are called Bedouins.
Oh,
they'll move in. They stay literally right at the bottom of a hill from a chemical plant. And they drink the water from there, and you're just like.
Was this an Occupy movement?
Occupy. Okay. Occupy Lebanon.
The 1%.
They are the 1%.
Or no, the other way, 99%.
Yeah, they're the 99%.
The Bedouins?
Mm-hmm.
I doubt that.
But they're poor.
Yeah, they're poor, but. Doesn't mean just because you're poor doesn't make you 99%.
No, it does. I don't want them associated with us, the 1%ers.
You're not a 1%er.
I want to be. Would you be a 1%er if it involved as much.
Well, if you have, if you're getting money, yeah, and you're not doing anything bad,
being
I'm
successful,
sorry, you're still part of the 1%.
But then 99% of the people hate you.
Yeah, well, that's their fault.
That's fine. Yeah, no, that's totally fine. That's fine. I would do it.
It's their fault. Get a fucking job.
I don't hate you. A lot of rich people that are look at celebrities.
Yeah, I guess rich. So. I guess
they are rich.
Yeah. Can't complain about every single rich person.
Can we all agree that Jeff is the most useless part of this podcast?
Oh, come on.
No.
I'll agree.
I've been good.
He's been giving out some Skyfall tips.
I guess.
I've been good. That's what he said.
Have you seen Wreck-It Ralph?
No.
Yep. It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah?
It's all right.
I liked it.
I liked it. Like, it wasn't all about the video game references. Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of got the video game references out of the way, and then it kind of just turned into a good Disney movie, you know? Because I was afraid the whole movie was going to be like, oh, there's Pac-Man.
Are you scared about what Star Wars is going to become now that Disney
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I think it's going to be fine.
Well, I read something the other day. They want to make,
go ahead.
Like, they want to make, like, a movie every year, or, like, a short film every year or something.
Oh, well, whatever. Let them do it.
Weird stuff.
Like that. I don't like Star Wars.
Whatever sells, man.
The last three haven't been good anyway, so, like,
I don't like the story.
That's because of George Lucas.
Yeah, exactly. But so now,
Disney.
Be less involved with it.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't see what Disney could do with a live action sort of.
Well, they did the
something Avengers. That big.
They did the Avengers, and that turned out okay. That was watchable.
Yeah, but let's just say
it's watchable. Yeah, it was very watchable.
You could watch it.
Did you like it?
I loved it.
No, it's not the same genre either.
I guess, but yeah, I feel Disney puts a lot of time into the movies. Mm-hmm. So if they put a lot of time into Star Wars.
Could work out.
Yeah, they should just. They should need your condescension right now.
They should literally just revamp the whole like
hours. Series. Probably might spend weeks on movies. I heard Disney.
They should revamp the whole series and even continue it past like Darth Vader and when Darth Vader dies and Luke Skywalker. Just fucking keep going. That's where it should have kept going instead of bringing it back.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool. Like.
It's gonna be cool.
Whoa. Whoa. We're breaking ground on this podcast.
Edit that out. I don't even know what I was gonna say now.
You're just completely through.
Do you guys use Twitter the way it's supposed to be used to like get your voice out there, or do you just fucking do what teenage girls do?
I do what teenage girls do.
Like
90% of my tweets are after 1 a.m.
That's how you measure someone's value in life. At what time of day do they tweet?
Like, I wouldn't even recommend following.
What is your Twitter, Jeff?
It would be JM. No, don't read my last tweet.
No, what is it?
This isn't the thing we're going to be doing.
I know it's on your Facebook.
I'll find them.
It's not on Facebook. It's JMB.
I got him.
Okay, well, he's.
I had to delete.
Should I read the retweets or just like.
Well,
Liam Neeson tweeted something, and it was just his first name. He just tweeted Liam.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on here. Yeah, that was funny.
I died laughing.
Well, it's funny because it says his name, like, at Liam Neeson, and then it just says Liam.
I'm guessing Jeff is quoting a lyric here. This was
posted. You quote lyrics.
16th of November. No, it's all right to quote lyrics sometimes.
It's not once in a while, but
it's
just funny,
okay.
Like...
If it's all you do, then...
It's funny.
This was my last tweet.
You did it for a laugh.
Your last tweet was towards someone. I'm not going to do the ones that...
I did it to show how gay I wasn't.
Yeah.
All right, so this is the tweet. Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote, and when I get a chance here, let me clear my throat.
Can we get Jeff to rap that?
I'll give you
a beat.
Check the flavor of the rhythm I wrote, and when I get a chance now, let me clear my throat.
Oh, shit.
And that's why there's a total of one white rapper in the game.
That's
right
pretty
now.
Good.
But and he has 142 followers.
Yeah, 142 people. Really? That got retweeted, that tweet. Why did you retweet that? I was listening to the song.
Why do you have
142
people following?
I got one retweet and one favorite. Let's see these people. Are they the 13-year-old girls you're talking about?
No. I haven't been talking about them.
Wait, Jeff, you work for a radio station, so people do know you, I guess.
Not really. I don't know.
I think we're not allowed to disclose that on here.
Here, wait. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to go through my Facebook timeline and just say things that I see posted, and we're going to decide if it's ridiculous or not to say that in real life. Okay? I don't know if I should quote people, though. What if they hear this?
No, don't say their names.
Okay. Making dad and brother an awesome dinner. I love cooking. It's good to be home.
Smiley face.
Who's this?
Would you say that in real life?
No.
Not out loud.
Yeah.
I love cooking.
I am glad to be home right now.
Oh, wait. Here's another one from Jeff Swall.
Damn it. This is so
cool. Let's go.
I'm going to do three right after. This is three hit right after one another, right? Back in the driver's seat of the Malibu, she rides as smooth as ever.
That's a good tweet.
The next one is, I don't know, it seems the most random thing ever.
Okay.
It is not my birthday.
That's it. That is a factual statement. It was not my birthday.
I don't, okay, explain to me, like, why? Why would...
Okay, why did I tweet that?
Or why do you tweet any
Again,
of this stuff,
it
though?
Was after one of the... I was in Toronto. Some people care. It, I know it sounds
like
crazy,
a lyric. Why would you... Like, what's that supposed to help somebody, or...
It's just a random lyric. Like, I love tweeting song lyrics that are stupid, because then, like, when you actually just say the song lyric out loud, it just sounds ridiculous.
But so you're doing it to be funny?
You're doing it's it... Not, you're sounding stupid, ironically?
Yeah.
Yes. No, okay. But the reason I tweeted it's not my birthday is it was 2 days after my birthday, and I was in Toronto for...
And therefore it was not his birthday
and that
anymore.
Is a factual statement. But, I don't know. We came back to Ottawa, and I was... back in Ottawa for the first time in like 5 weeks.
I love that he's sitting here and justifying a tweet where he said it wasn't his birthday.
I am justifying my tweet because my friends didn't see me on my actual birthday, so I was in Ottawa for the first time since my birthday, so they pretended it was my birthday once it turned midnight, so they lined up 4 shots in a row and then a Smirnoff Ice at
and
the
then
bar, so
you felt you had to clarify that it was in fact
okay.
not
just
your
people,
birthday
because people kept right. coming up to me at the bar saying that's oh fine. Happy birthday, because once it hit midnight they all screamed happy birthday.
You know,
like the people just kept thinking it was my
sometimes,
birthday.
Sometimes,
what's wrong with that?
And sometimes kids in Africa don't eat.
Yes.
And here's Jeff complaining about
it. Man, if you ever want a free shot at a bar, just have your friend yell happy birthday right next to the bar. Stand yourself next to the bar and have your friend yell happy birthday. You're getting 2-3 shots on the bar.
But the reason
every
you ain't got cash on you, and that should be a tip for you. You give a bum right outside a bar.
I had to just keep turning down drinks though, because at my actual birthday, I threw up everywhere.
Here's another one. 2 midterms this week, 2 essays next week, and 8 English assignments the following week. Challenge accepted.
I hate those. Anytime.
Who tweeted that?
Wait.
Just
there's
someone.
Another one.
I'm not saying that. I'm not
saying
that.
Yeah,
there's another one.
I thought you were
no,
I thought
you
it was
Jeff.
No, I'm not saying that. Podcasting with Jamie Karam, a.k.a. Fresh, Jeff Beckler, a.k.a. Smokes, Ferris Ayoub, a.k.a. Ferris. I didn't read that. That's actually funny.
Thanks,
yeah,
man. Good work.
Yeah, thanks man.
Now, would you actually say that in real life?
Say it.
Fuck me,
prove
man.
Him wrong.
Fuck me, man. Nobody liked it.
I hate when people...
Nobody liked it.
Those memes and stuff, I hate them.
Which ones?
Like any of those pictures, people post that stuff on Facebook.
I like memes. I don't like it when it's on Facebook.
It's too
I
much.
I don't post them, but
like
I find some funny.
Like if I... Exactly, like there's so many funny ones.
Yeah.
So like, what, are you going to post them all? You know, like,
gonna post them all?
Like I see 50 on my wall every
the
day.
The ones that people abuse of is the e-cards.
Yeah.
Like
I see that all.
You know
the
what?
Time.
I'm pretty sure everybody's got them on Instagram. They've got fucking 35,000 likes for each picture. Like we've seen your picture before. We don't need to see it.
And I don't get the e-card. Like why don't you just write it? Like why does it have to be on like that colorful thing with like
the weird picture?
Can we play a game for the next like minute? We're just going to impersonate the person to our right. Okay, we're going to be them for a minute.
Oh jeez.
Okay. So you ready to get into character? 3, 2, 1, go.
I work for Hot 899.
Hot 899.
Nobody says that.
They hate Arabs.
Okay. Jamie just won.
You can't say Jamie's name. You are Jamie.
Yeah.
Ferris.
I don't.
You are Jamie, Rahul.
Fuck. Yeah, I know. It's. You know,
I'm Rahul, asshole.
Oh, yeah, you're Rahul.
No, keep going. I was watching.
Fuck me, right?
No, I'm watching. Go. No, please. I want to see this.
You're not being fair. Right?
Come on, how would Jamie act? Show us how Jamie would act.
Come on.
You have to do one of his poses, right?
Oh, yeah. But I was doing that right when we started, actually. My hands were shaking like crazy.
I don't want to be okay with
him. Ferris, I'm ready. Let's go.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ready? Yeah. Fucking, I've got my girlfriend at home. All she ever does is take pictures of me and complain about her work at a fucking hotel.
It's dark.
Okay, well, that never happens.
That never happens?
No, it never happens. No, tell me more about that. That never happens.
You want to press the button?
Jamie just got so offended.
What's that mean? Oh, you're being sarcastic. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, all right. Well, no, if you guys don't want to do this anymore, that's fine. I'll just get out of here.
That's not even me, man.
Get out of your hair. Yeah, I'm done with the game. Done with all of this.
Are we done with the game?
No.
I think Jamie won.
Can I do one more? Okay, let's just do a little bit more.
Okay, do one.
Hey, Ferris, I'm curious. I'm curious.
You're curious?
Yeah.
About?
What are you going to do next?
What am I going to do next?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought we were talking about the iPhone thing. Like, one of them's getting
sold. Okay, be me. Be me and talk about the iPad.
Be you and talk about the iPad.
And then I'll be Jeff.
Okay, well, let me first state out that I'm brown, so... Actually, I'm black. And all you whiteys can shut the fuck up because I'm speaking now.
He's got you pegged. He's got you pegged there.
So, the thing about the iPad, which is pretty cool because I played with one the other day, and it's like a mini iPad, and you know what? If the iPhones get bigger and the iPads are getting smaller, one day they'll just go out to iPhone.
That was Jamie. You just did Jamie there. That was Jamie's thing.
That was
no, but that's what we were talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
Why do you have to be so cynical?
Yeah, we should all have the same script and have to read it.
Okay, yeah. As the person. And then I'll be Jeff and read that.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck, Jeff is so useless and opinionless. This is so hard.
What?
Wow.
Did you press the...
We're all thinking it.
Okay, wait. Okay, I got Jeff. Hey, guys. I just got back from Toronto, and I was playing with the iPad Mini. I was in Toronto last week, actually, and I have to say that the iPad Mini is actually a really good tool. I was in Toronto last week, and I work for Hot 899. You can call me Smokes.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Sure.
End scene. Jamie, you got to do Ferris. You got to do Ferris.
I don't know, but how do you do Ferris?
I do well.
Oh, I gotta do Ferris because I hate Arab people?
No, I don't know. No, like, I was on my iPad the other day and I was reading Al Jazeera.
Never. Al Jazeera. Never.
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 That's a nay-nay. They're two to the right. I hate them. They're honestly, they hate Arabs.
Alright, we're done with the game. Yeah. I think we got the point across.
I don't know, but you don't really have anything. Like, well, maybe you do. I just can't do it.
Yeah, maybe I do. Maybe I don't.
I don't know. Jeez. Jeff certainly has nothing.
Maybe if, you had a maybe if you had a portable puss in your hand, you could imitate any better, right?
That's what I should have said.
Just the person who Jamie's more just like awkward body movements.
Yeah.
Where you just like, you look awkward at all times and just like,
yeah.
How you holding yourself.
If you went back in time, if you went back in time and met yourself when you were 6, you only got 30 seconds, okay? And whatever you told yourself when you were 6, you would completely believe. What would you say?
It gets better. No, that's...
For 30 seconds.
Oh, for 30 seconds?
You have 30 seconds.
Oh, I don't know, like, what do you tell your 6-year-old self? I don't know, try harder in school, I guess. Don't do TV.
I guess.
What a bitch.
Yeah. What would you do? What would you say?
I would tell my 6-year-old self.
Yeah.
Fucking exactly what I did back then, man. Like Dragon Ball books and fucking Ream Show.
I love Dragon Ball.
Yeah,
it was my favorite series. What would you tell your 6-year-old self, Jeff?
I would say buy Apple stocks in 2004.
Oh yeah. No, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, so you can be part of the fucking 1%, right? Yeah.
Tell your parents that. Don't tell your 6-year-old self to. What's he gonna do then?
Actually, you know what? I would buy Instagram stocks because that shit doubled.
Instagram? I hate Instagram.
No, it was valued at $500 million. They bought it for $1 billion. Your shit doubled, man. You told your 6-year-old self when it's 2000.
See, that's what I should have done.
You should have bought Instagram stocks when I was 11.
Should have talked about money and stuff like that.
Money.
Instead, you told yourself it gets better.
No, when I was doing the impression of Ferris. I mean,
oh yeah, yeah.
I should have just been like, no, guys, like, I would like. You seem like someone who invests a lot.
I invest a lot?
Yeah, like you would, like if I said, I can double your money tomorrow, you would give me the money.
Sure, you want to give me money?
No, but the other way around.
If it was a viable plan, I'd probably give you the money.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I don't think there's anything you could tell me.
Really?
That would make...
I don't think I could trust anybody with my money.
What if I just approached you, like, honestly, as a friend, and I was very convincing about it?
Well, how much?
I don't know. If I needed like $10,000.
I don't know why you're coming to me. Well, I'd get a loan, I guess.
Jeff, how much would you be willing to give to get a return on your investment?
$500.
That's it?
That's it.
That's not going to get you Google or anything cool.
I don't want Google or anything cool.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, next social media thing that comes out and you know that it's going to be big, to invest in that. Because that's...
MySpace.
That's where money's going.
Yeah, have you seen the new MySpace thing?
They have Who cares?
Full of Justin Timberlake.
Remember Google Plus?
Andy Samberg was impersonating Mark Zuckerberg and he was like, "You shouldn't ask questions. MySpace asked questions and I drove it out to a desert and put a bullet in its head."
What's on your mind?
So the problem, I have a Skyfall.
Yeah, please tell us more about this movie, Jim. Yeah,
we haven't talked about it at all. No, we haven't. I don't think we've said a thing about it.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about it.
What did you like about it, Jim?
I don't know. It was a good Bond movie.
Like, I haven't seen it, but I heard the effects were really tacky.
There were, yeah. There's like these helicopters, and you can tell like they went to a website and got like a 3D model and just copied and pasted. Like it looks awful.
The editor's search history is like free helicopter download.
Yeah. High resolution.
High res.
But other than that, like
not even
video co-pilot.
But the cinematography was like.
Yeah, good. The cinematography was good.
The Bond movies have always had really good lighting.
I heard it was like the best one that Daniel Craig has made so far.
Yeah, that's funny because I'd say Casino Royale is still.
Huh?
I'd say Casino Royale is still better.
Casino Royale is better?
Yeah. It's the best villain in a long time.
See, I disagree.
He looks
as well.
Too much like a faggle. I'm sorry, but like, he doesn't.
He was awesome.
The way they introduced him was amazing. Actually, yeah, he was pretty cool.
He was really good. I liked the first fucking 4 hours of the movie. The last 2 hours sucked.
It's funny. He was supposed to be a... like, I couldn't believe him.
6 hour movie.
I couldn't believe him as a spy. The villain, spoiler, is a former spy.
Okay.
And like, that guy couldn't be a spy. He's supposed to... he's like, "Oh, I'm better than you, Bond. I was a better agent than you were."
Oh, yeah, weird.
No, but he... but the way
he's Facebook.
The way he acts...
You know what I'm excited for? The new Superman.
I just can't. Nah, you know, I'll quickly say what I hated about the movie.
Okay.
Well, I didn't hate it. I liked the movie overall. But it was really good until the end, where it basically turned into Home Alone.
Yeah.
The ending was Home Alone.
Now I can't wait.
For the new one?
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
When there's like fucking...
except they...
go to a house.
A toolbox.
They go to a house and they rig this whole house with like explosives and like crazy tricks. So when the bad guys come...
but the very end, that last scene... I don't want to ruin it.
No, and so there was a lot of stupid cheesy jokes, like there always is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but fighting someone. The British have one of the best comedies on earth. If you can't perfect that, if you can't throw in just a little tad, like comedy in a British action thriller, then
I almost prefer British television over American. No. Like Top Gear is like my favorite show.
Yeah,
one
me
of my
too.
Favorite shows.
Yeah. You seen Sherlock?
Yeah,
would you consider Game of Thrones to be British?
It's pretty British.
Like, would you consider British like voice actors to be British? Make it a British show? Because you could say the same about Spartacus. That's actually Australian. No, it's British. I think.
The show I don't know. British. I think British actors are almost better. I don't know. Like, we outsource all the superheroes to them, like Spider-Man and Batman,
but then
and the new Superman.
Spider-Man.
But then they speak with an American accent anyway, so what's the point?
Andrew Garfield, isn't he British?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, he's British. And then so is Christian Bale. And so is the guy playing Superman next year.
Wow.
And Green Lantern sucked, and it was an American guy.
No, he's Canadian.
Oh, yeah, he's Canadian. Yeah, there you go.
That's a shame.
Sorry, I didn't mean to out you guys.
That movie was awful.
It was pretty bad. Did you like Wolverine, the Wolverine movie?
No, X-Men Origins? Yeah. Origins?
No.
I actually loved that movie, to be honest.
So many people didn't like it. I don't know why.
I think the Gambit was not
Everyone
as strong.
Everyone was all over Gambit's balls. I didn't like
him. I like him in the comics, but he was like really underrated in the actual movie. Like,
yeah.
He was not given the actual like superhero-ist of him. That's given to him in the comics.
That guy who played Wolverine's brother was cool, though. What's his name?
Sabretooth?
What's his name? I can't remember his name either.
I guess he was so much better.
Remember in, like, X-Men 1, they had that Wolverine guy, too?
Yeah.
And, like, the Wolverine X-Men Origins was so much better than that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think First Class is my favorite X-Men movie, though.
That was good.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was really good. I can't wait for the next one, then. I think they're actually doing another Wolverine movie.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's like how he was trained to be a samurai or something.
Ferris, I like that you liked Raoul's status to try to make it...
try to give it authenticity.
Yeah. Thanks, Ferris.
We're actually doing this. This is actually going on.
No, I like it.
What's a topic that people in our generation face that we don't really talk about? I think it's school. School is a big thing. Because there's so many people who go to school and end up with degrees. I think it's done, to be honest. They do nothing.
The card's full.
Card's full.
Yeah, you can leave it, Jeff.
I think the main problem with school is that people are trying so hard to just pass and not to actually get good grades.
I think it's the opposite. I think they're trying so hard for the good grades that they wear themselves out.
Yeah, but they settle too easily for just a 60% on a...
Have you seen that new drug that all the students are taking?
Yes.
It's on 60 minutes.
Oh.
Adderall or something?
Adderall? Oh, yeah,
Adderall is like a for ADHD.
That's what it is.
I've taken Adderall before.
Yeah. Well, like when people are buying it like illegally.
Yeah, I took it before I went out one night just to... I did.
Like...
it didn't really do much.
To a bar, you mean?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? That's like the opposite of what you want to do.
I don't know. My friend, like, has ADD and has, like, all this Adderall. So we just, like, took Adderall and then started drinking. And
what was it like?
It just made you, like...
Organized?
Amazing.
It was organized.
Got home by 10.
I don't know. It just made you, like... I don't know. It made me want to, like, have fun and party. Really. So I know it's weird, but it did it. Like, it just got me excited to, like, for the night.
Really? I thought it calms you way down.
Yeah, I used to...
It focuses you. Yeah. So, like, you can be focused on your studies. Like, you really want to, like, study.
It was weird.
So it was more like, drink, have fun.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I had to do it in, like, grade 5 and 6.
I've done worse drugs before, but I wouldn't do that now.
I'm so scared of doing any drug.
Yeah.
Like, even just taking painkillers and stuff. I don't know why it freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, it's always like a last resort for me.
Yeah.
Like, Advil and stuff.
What do you do
like,
otherwise?
I just wait it out.
Drink water.
Mm. Yeah.
I usually start with that, but then, like, after 8 hours, I'm just like, fuck it. I need, give me an Advil.
So you can become you again.
Yeah.
You addict.
Wait, who are you? Ferris, you're a smoker, right?
Yes.
Cigarettes?
Yes.
I feel like I grew up in a time where I only received, like, negative information about cigarettes. Because it was never advertised as, like, a positive thing,
mm-hmm.
right? All we ever saw was, like, the warning stuff. So I was never even tempted to try cigarettes.
I don't know. Like, my parents smoked. Well, they don't anymore. Well, my mom doesn't anymore. Mm-hmm. But they smoked, and I was like, when I was a kid, like, for whatever reason, I was like, didn't like that they smoked, so I just...
Big smoke.
What made you want to try?
What made me want to try it?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I didn't want to get into smoking cigarettes completely, but I used to smoke cigarillos, like flavored cigars, basically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'd smoke them in the back of the pizzeria at my restaurant, and, like, my uncle would get, like, pissed off because it smells too strong, and, like,
yeah.
we're able to smell it.
Yeah.
So he's like, he gives me a cigarette. I smoked cigarettes before that, but, like, I'd smoke cigarettes, like, from time to time while I was smoking the cigarillos, but then I'd have to smoke cigarettes every time I was there, and I worked there for 4 days a week, so... You start smoking cigarettes, you pick it up, and whatever. And you do regret it, but it has its benefits. Like when you're drinking and stuff, anything that's up here, is gone by the time you're done your cigarette.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I've probably smoked like, I don't know, 3-4 cigarettes in my life, like just cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. I've never even held them in my hand while they were.
It's just I don't know. It's gross. Like, it's just like I have this weird taste in my mouth. Like even the next morning.
Yeah.
I've never, ever...
That's why you gotta brush your teeth before going to bed.
Yeah, well... it's been a night of drinking, whatever.
But if you... Like, it's a cultural thing. Like, Arabs, we have the shisha, right? The hookah.
Mm-hmm.
We smoke that. Like, if we pick up a cigarette, it's, like, not any different because the hookah is, like, 7 times worse.
People in
Africa, head of hookah is, a head of hookah of actual tobacco and stuff in the hookah is...
Really?
Like one pack of cigarettes.
Oh, really? Oh,
is it addicting?
There's
no nicotine.
I was doing that all summer.
You're doing that all summer?
Yeah.
So you've smoked before, yeah.
Yeah. But you barely inhale it. You're inhaling a bit of it when you're like puffing.
Yeah.
But it stays in your mouth. Just
so wait,
not
the flavor
to,
has...
You're not supposed to and take it in and blow out. You just... And just let it out.
Yeah, I was inhaling it.
You were inhaling it? Okay, yeah.
I would get a little buzz sometimes. It's smooth. It is smooth, yeah. And that's why I would inhale it.
At Garlic Corner, it's called something else.
Yeah.
Three Brothers or something.
Yeah.
Like, we were there, and we're like, oh, let's get a hookah. And it was, like, black licorice flavor, and it was so disgusting.
Really?
Yeah. Why would you pick black licorice?
I didn't.
You
I
gotta know, stick to the me. Fruits, just like apple or melon or...
My dad does.
Lemon and mint are good, actually.
My dad does mint.
I didn't pick
mint. Mint always refreshes, but...
No, he does. He does one called pan, which is, like, a weird Indian flavor. But yeah, people in Africa do that a lot, now that I think about it. Like, every house almost has one of those.
It's a big thing, actually. A lot of people love it. Like, if something was to open up in my town, which there is no shisha place in my town, if something was to open up, people would go. It's a small town. It's an easy place to meet up, and you don't have to go. Because
all your neighbors are Arabs.
Terribs.
Terribs.
Can't say that.
Hey, Jeff, say the N-word.
Is it like drinking?
What?
Like, is it kind of take the place of drinking?
Like the socially
smoking
or
like the shisha?
Shisha? Yeah.
Well, no, like they serve you like drinks on the side, like fruit cocktails and
It doesn't take the place of
like tea and
it's just one more thing.
It's just like a sitting down and you listen to music and you play cards and discuss and shit. That's what you're supposed to do when you're just having shisha. That's what they do back home. They just play cards and have shisha. Not a lot, but what they say back home is if you smoke cigarettes, you're not going to smoke shisha. Which is why when I have a shisha, I'm still going to go outside and have a cigarette.
Right. But if you're Muslim, you don't drink, right?
You don't drink.
So.
Explain yourself.
So they smoke instead. Like,
no.
You go to the bar to smoke instead of
have
a drink.
You know, some Muslims consider the actual shisha to be haram, forbidden. Like, they won't.
Oh.
Have shisha, like, they'll see you with it and be like, oh, what are you doing? That's bad for your body. Don't have it. Like, you know what? Fuck off. And you don't smoke it. Let me do what I want to do. And, like, that's your opinion. I have my opinion.
Won't have a problem here.
You ever tried it, Jamie?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Nope.
Is it something? It's not something you would do, like, go to
casually,
a restaurant for?
Basically.
Well, I hate, I have a weird thing about my lungs. Like, I hate inhaling anything. Okay. Besides air.
I have that too, but I'm okay with it sometimes.
Oh, air is okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
like bonfires, I hate being around bonfires.
Really? I love being around fires. I hate
breathing it in.
Is it just me? I love like the next day when your clothes smell like...
I can't stand that.
I hate that.
Really?
I honestly won't wear good clothes on fire because like it never goes
away. I like it. I love the wood fire smell.
That stinks for a long time.
Yeah.
Like I remember going to bush parties when I was in high school and like there would be a fire around the little... Everybody would be sitting around the fire and... You get back home and your mom's like, where the hell have you been? And then you just come back and you're just wobbly and shit. You drank like 240s.
Yeah.
That's about it, right? Yeah. 240s and then you smell like shit. You wake up the next morning, you smell even more like shit. Because then your nasal was actually working.
Yeah, like literally, I went on this like outdoor camping trip in like grade 11 or 12 in high school. And like we were camping and for like 2 or 3 days. And so we'd go out of the campfire every night. And, like, every time I'd shower for the next week, I'd still smell it. Every time I got in the shower, I'd smell a bonfire. And, I'd shampoo, like, body wash, and, like, it never went away.
I think it's worse than skunk.
Really?
It literally, I think it is. In my opinion.
No.
Like, I can
get...
freaking direct spray off a skunk. But, like, if you pass through a place that has been sprayed by a skunk, you're not going to smell as much as if you've been around a bonfire for, like, three hours.
I guess. Mm-hmm.
Touché.
What do you guys think about that whole Amanda Todd thing that happened?
I think, okay, rest in peace, but at the same time, if you're getting bullied on Facebook, you don't delete your life, you delete your Facebook.
I think it's silly. I think it's weird that she was so easily influenced.
I don't know anything about this, sorry.
You're in Toronto.
I was in Toronto, and I don't know.
This girl was basically being bullied at school.
It's because she met this guy, I guess it was online, and he... like made her flash him on webcam.
Oh, I did sort of hear.
He sent that picture to everyone she knows.
Yeah, and then she moved. No, she like flashed him, and then he like threatened to show all her friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think he did.
Yeah.
And then she moved schools, and then he came back like a year later. It's like, oh, I'm gonna do it again. Yeah, so she was all like depressed.
That sucks.
The guy was a dick. Like.
Mm.
How old was she? She was
like 16.
Did he get charged for like manslaughter or something?
How old is he?
The girls that made fun of her were, I don't know, arrested or something.
Oh, speaking of news, Do you know how like they can't? If you have a AIDS now and you haven't reached a certain like stage, you don't legally have to tell like your sexual partner that you have AIDS.
No, really?
Yeah.
Whoa, what's this?
If like now they pass this law where like you can have AIDS and if it hasn't reached like a or not AIDS HIV and if it hasn't reached like a certain point where they say it's like not contagious, you think you don't fuck legally. That. Yeah, like you don't legally have to tell your sexual partner anymore.
Oh my God.
I didn't know wow. you legally have to tell them now?
You had yeah. to before.
Well, in California...
you can get charged with manslaughter.
Yeah. In California, they just passed a thing where porn stars have to start wearing condoms in everything they shoot.
Oh.
And like, you know those dental dams? Those stretchy things? Yeah, you have to use them. And like, if you're at home with your wife and you're going to record yourself having sex in California... you have to have a permit that's like $8,000.
Wow.
You don't.
Yeah, I swear. Look it up.
It's
called Prop B.
Jeff, is this true?
This, yeah.
It just came from California?
Look it up.
Yeah, he was in Toronto.
Yeah, how we went from suicide to HIV and...
Well, we're talking about death. People anyway, yeah, so they're all moving to Vegas now to because it's fine there.
Sin City, right?
That's what they call it.
I'm looking up this Amanda Todd story to see if I can find out how old the guy was.
He couldn't have been too much older.
To talk about Amanda Todd.
Anyways, this guy was a dick, but at the same time, if you're being bullied, well, this guy's showing pictures of you, which he clearly does not have a permit to have. This you did flash him; he's not allowed to keep it. That's
yeah. It's I know.
Can't you just report him or?
I guess.
Yeah, but you know, like, when you're in high school, everything's, like, so important. Like, yeah. The littlest things matter so
isn't that weird that everything mattered in high school?
I know.
Like, everything, I yeah. Everybody's being dramatic and shit.
Yeah, everything's magnified. So
sometimes
like,
I go in my head and I think about what I'd say to people.
Back then?
Yeah, back then. It would be amazing. There's, like, one specific girl I would go to and just be like, you're fat and nobody really likes you.
So you're part of the problem.
No, I wouldn't do that, though. I wouldn't do that, but... but, like, that's what I was thinking the whole time, and no one ever told this girl anything. And she used to bully people all the time. So she was the problem.
He's a solution.
I'm the solution. I'm Batman.
You can't bully someone into not bullying.
Watch me. What are you doing, Jeff? What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
Nothing. Audio stuff.
Race is still a big issue.
Wow, man. Do not do that.
I'm not going to talk like a CNN anchor right now, but race is a big issue. And racism is very much
literally
in the US and A. The US and A.
Didn't Mitt Romney just come out and say that Obama only won because of the black guys or something?
I don't think he would say
We're all that. Thinking it.
I swear.
Word for word.
Yeah, he quote unquote.
No, because they kept like... the Hispanic vote is the biggest vote in the US.
Isn't
and
it?
Like... there are, yes, a lot of Hispanics who are Republican, but...
yeah, he said he targeted...
what matters to them is a lot.
Like, he targeted minorities and
yeah.
stuff, is what
yeah.
he said.
They're never going after the youth vote. They're
that.
Never going after...
if I was Obama, I would target minorities
but,
to vote
yeah.
for me.
Yeah. Obama did target minorities and the younger people, like the youth.
Mm-hmm. Now, when we say target minorities, Jeff, I know you're German. We mean it in a totally different way.
Oh, okay.
Than what you guys do.
Okay. I understand. So not like target, like...
which one of those blackberries is lighter, Jamie, since that's what you're checking
this
with?
One.
Jamie's holding blackberries
the
in his
older
hand
blackberry
and
is
testing
than
the weight.
Cool. My blackberry has dust on the screen with that. And that sucks.
I don't like blackberry. I used one over the summer and I think it's the worst
holy
possible
shit.
Phone.
Really?
Yeah.
What blackberry did you use?
I never understand how that
like
happened.
The new bold? That?
No, the old bold.
I had like three blackberries before and all they did was collect dust.
I don't understand it.
I wouldn't use anything but
collect
iPhone
dust
at this
like
point.
You didn't use them or...
like I used them, but like they'd still collect dust, like in the screen. It was very visible. You'd see the dust right there.
No, I love mine.
That's bad, though.
That's really bad. I know. I'm gonna bring it into Costco because I got it at the wireless, etc.
Well, that's a really stupid thing to talk about.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just the token white guy here. I'm not supposed to bring
it's
that,
true,
the
yeah.
content.
Okay, let's play. What should we talk about next week, or should we get people
next
to email
week?
podcast@novaworkspictures.com.
Prestige worldwide.
Podcast.
Boats and
Prestige.
Hoes.
Worldwide. Prestige
Mutual
Worldwide.
Media.
Booyah Media.
Podcast.
Jamie Kerr.
Yeah.
If you ain't first or last, Booyah Media.
podcast@novaworkspictures.com. Okay, wait, no, let's do an intro, the outro starting now. Okay, mm-hmm. Jamie, go first.
No, we're all going to do it at the same time. Like
at
we
the
said.
Same time? Oh,
okay,
like,
just say as many words as you want, then he'll continue, then he'll continue.
Yeah, 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 just say something.
Hello and welcome to, and hello and thank you for watching. I am...
So go. So start off the outro of the whole show.
Okay.
Begin.
It's been a wild ride.
A lot of ups and downs.
But we'd like to thank you guys.
For not having too many frowns.
Oh, it had to rhyme.
My name is Fair. I thought I had to rhyme. My name is Fair to you.
Jeff Beckler.
Jamie Karam.
I can't name anyone now by myself.
They just switch.
Thanks for listening. Email podcast@novaworkspictures.com for suggestions. And check out moodswingmedia.ca. Wow. Free shout out.
Send your questions to Booyah Media on Twitter. Yeah. If you have anything you want us to talk about on next week's show, please feel free to talk.
Spell Booyah Media.
Booyah Media. Booya Media. MEDIA. Thank you. No, I spell media. I'm
M-E-D-Y-A,
sorry.
MEDIA.
Twitter.
Media.
All right then. All right. Well, thank you for watching.
Fresh out
today. Fresh out.
Smoke.
You stay classy.
Smoke. Fresh out.
Smoke dispersed.